Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Inclusive Access Solutions audio blog, where we provide audible versions of our access blogs so that everyone, including those who have low vision or are blind, can enjoy an insight into our thoughts and experiences in the world of disability access. Inclusive Access Solutions is an access consulting and accessible interior design company that provides inclusive access solutions for homes and businesses. For more information regarding our services, visit our webpage at www.inclusiveaccess.com.au or connect with us on social media. Just search Inclusive Access Solutions in the search bar. This blog, titled Your Home is Not a Hospital, describes my experience within the hospital environment and why all of my homes post-injury are intentionally designed and decorated to not remind me of a hospital. Hospitals, for some, they represent a place of healing, a place of caring, well-meaning medical support staff that nurture you until you return to perfect health and walk out feeling 100%. For others, they represent a place of extreme misery, pain, and sadly, death. Having spent a 7-month stint in the spinal unit at the PA Hospital in Brisbane, for me, hospitals represent something in between. On the 11th of August 2001, I went into hospital having suffered a devastating spinal cord injury. On my third night in, when my diaphragm decided it had had enough of this whole breathing thing, I took what I thought to be, at the time, my last breath. I then passed out on account of sheer exhaustion and lack of oxygen, and left my fate in the hands of the medical staff. There was absolutely nothing more that I could physically do. It was a terrifying moment, and one that I'll never forget, ever. That memory, though, won't just be about how I felt at that moment. The image of my surroundings at that moment will also be etched in my mind forever. From the sterile white walls and the glaring white fluorescent lights, right down to the starchy white sheets and the height-adjustable bed and the bed rails raised. I was in a hospital, the exact place I needed to be at that moment in my life. 7 months later, though, I was home. I still required the use of my freedom machine, which is my wheelchair, but I certainly don't or didn't need the sterility of the hospital. Nor did I need the breathing apparatus, the white walls, the bright lights, the uncomfortable bed, or the starched sheets. I needed a home. I've lived in 5 different homes during my 16 years of living with a spinal cord injury. Each one of them have had to be renovated, some extensively, to meet my access requirements. Though thankfully and purposefully, not one of them have reminded me of a hospital. We've built extensions, decks, ramps. We've renovated bathrooms, moved walls, swapped carpet for polished floorboards, turned windows into doorways, and transformed inaccessible backyards into beautifully accessible outdoor living spaces, all in order to create an accessible home environment tailored to my specific needs. None of these accessible features, however, have detracted from the feel of the home. Not one of them have made my home feel like a hospital. In fact, if anything, they've added value to the home. All of our homes, which we've owned, have been sold to able-bodied couples or families, none of whom suspected that the homes were accessible homes. By no means do I want to detract from people who've made an effort to create an accessible home for themselves or for their loved ones. But what I don't understand is why so often are these renovations or modifications so hospital-like, so sterile, so ugly. I actually already know the answer to this. It happens for very understandable reasons. I speak from first-hand experience when I say that any person who acquires a permanent disability has their entire life turned upside down, inside out, and shaken around a bit just in case things weren't messed up enough. Then, when it comes for time for discharge from hospital, they're expected to make decisions about their home and how they're going to live an often completely different life to the one they led pre-injury, accident, or illness. Decisions that don't seem important at the time, in 1 year, 2 years, maybe 10 years down the track, when they're looking to move on, move up, or move out, become decisions that come back to haunt them. Again, it's completely understandable. Because it's all so new, because it's all so rushed, and because it's all so crazy, at that point in their lives, they turn to anyone and everyone who's willing to share some advice. The doctor, the occupational therapist, physiotherapist, nurse, gardener, the next door neighbour, and or cousin Betty, who had an uncle with a busted leg one time and needed a ramp at his front door. Often these solutions or suggestions coming from other people are clinically driven. The doctors, the nurses, the OTs come from a clinical background. They operate within the hospital environment, confined by strict policies and processes relating to clinical practice, workplace health and safety, and sterility. These decisions, therefore, aren't based around how beautiful can we make this bathroom? How inconspicuous can we make that ramp? How homely can we make this home? What if we tried this? What if we tried that? Not at all. They're thinking functionality and clinical application, and are heavily influenced by the hospital environment that they're so accustomed to operating within. While all this is going on, the person at the centre of it all is thinking, holy shit, I'm outside the confines of the hospital, on my own, with a disability. At that point, it's more about survival and functionality than aesthetics and resale value. If you're reading this, you're already in the right frame of mind. I should say, if you're listening to this, you're already in the right frame of mind. You're half thinking long term, big picture, but you're probably likely to be in a similar situation to many, looking for options within a very short time frame. You or your loved one is relocating, either from the hospital environment to a home or from one home to another. Either way, my advice would be to take your time, as much time as you can, buy time if you have to. Engage a professional. If you don't have the knowledge or experience in dealing with access solutions and or tradespeople, engage a professional who does. Be thorough and specific about your needs. Dream big. Set your bar high. Then scale back if budget or engineering get in your way. And think long term, big picture, and how what you do now may affect your possible resale in the future. Whatever you do, don't be restricted by what you've become accustomed to in the hospital environment. Because after all, your home is not a hospital. And P.S. Ditch your white sheets. I'm Dane Cross, Director and Access Consultant at Inclusive Access Solutions. If you're seeking a service that has been through and understood all of the above, consider the team at Inclusive Access Solutions. The personal and lived experience that we're able to share with those in a similar position is invaluable. We can help you navigate the whirlwind of architects, engineers, builders, and various tradespeople to make your home renovation both accessible and beautiful. Thanks for listening.